All right, guys, we've got to talk about some wild updates as it relates to the Epstein file, specifically around Howard Lutnick. And so many of his lies are really starting to pile up around his personal relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. And obviously, the lies continue to pile up for the DOJ themselves. So we're going to hop into all of this. This is going to be, I think, a longer video, pretty extensive deep dive. So it's going to be a good time really quickly before I get started. If you don't know who I am, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy the way I do things, it would mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel right down below. Make sure you're subscribed to both me and Adam Mockler down below. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. The support lately has been overwhelming. So truly, thank you so much. Let's start here. All right. This is something that I'm not sure if we've discussed on this channel, but got a lot of press. Longevity guru Peter Attia exits CBS News after Epstein emails surface. I actually believe as of right now, CBS may have let him back on, but we're learning so many new figures, so many new figures that touch so many different kind of areas of life. We're so intertwined and related with Jeffrey Epstein, Peter Attia being like a well-known doctor, somebody who's shown up on 60 Minutes, somebody who owns part of this like protein bar brand. And it turns out that he was sending some very disgusting emails to Jeffrey Epstein. Peter Attia, you the biggest problem with becoming friends with you? The life you lead is so outrageous, and yet I can't tell a soul. And then Peter Attia also emailing Jeffrey Epstein, blank is indeed low carb, still waiting results on gluten content, though, essentially making, you know, gross comments about women and suggesting that he knows what Jeffrey Epstein was up to. We also have the former UK ambassador to the US, Peter Mandelson, was arrested Monday on suspicion of misconduct in public office, according to London's Metropolitan Police. It's pretty crazy to watch other countries like arrest people around this. I mean, it's actually not crazy at all. What's crazy about it is that we're watching that while our country does nothing, probably because Donald Trump, or actually I know for a fact, because Donald Trump is covering this all up. He's directing them to DOJ to cover it up. Donald Trump was obviously best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And if you live in reality at all, there is not a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump knew what Jeffrey Epstein was doing and at some level helped facilitate it. That's the bare minimum, but I think most of us know it was more than that. And another high profile arrest as of recent, you've probably seen this photo, Prince Andrew, and this is actually hanging right now, or I don't know if it's still hanging, but was hung up in the Louvre. Activists, you know, went and hung this picture up, which I think is really awesome. It is so disheartening though, that as all of this is happening, we're learning more and more and more about the clear lies from the US government, the connection, whether it's people, you know, like Peter Attia, where we're still asking questions about somebody high profile people know of, or if it's even, frankly, more high profile than that, people currently in government. Epstein employee attaches a resume of Lutnick nanny, and there it is, direct evidence that Howard Lutnick was not only hanging with Epstein 8 years after he swore he cut ties, but also sourcing a, quote, nanny from him. He must resign or be impeached. There are no other options. So let's dive into this Lutnick piece, because we are learning more and more and more. This was Howard Lutnick testifying in front of Congress about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. Take a listen.
Lutnick, I think you understand the root of concern here. It's the way you described very emphatically your first encounter with him in his apartment, said you were disgusted, would never have any contact with him again. Did you, in fact, make the visit to Jeffrey Epstein's private island?
I did have lunch with him as I was on a boat going across on a family vacation. My wife was with me, as were my four children and nannies. I had another couple with, they were there as well with their children, and we had lunch on the island. That is true, for an hour, and we left with all of my children, with my nannies and my wife all together. We were on family vacation. We were not apart. To suggest there was anything untoward about that in 2012, I don't recall why we did it, but
Mr. Secretary, again, as I said, there's...
So again, Lutnick being asked, did you in fact make the visit to Epstein's private island? Lutnick, I did have lunch with him as I was on my on a boat going across on a family vacation. A very long-winded yes here. Yes, I went on Jeffrey Epstein's island with my kids. That's him admitting in front of Congress that what he said to the New York Post last year in this video was a complete lie. He previously claimed that he stopped talking to Jeffrey Epstein after like 2005 because he saw a massage table and he thought it was so gross and so disgusting. And he was like, I could never speak to such a vile man. So it's very clear in this interview here that he was lying. Take a listen.
He was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right. So we are in number 11 and he lives in number 9.
Right.
So we renovate, we buy our house, and our house is pigeons and mice.
Right.
Okay. That's it. It was derelict.
Right.
So we rebuild our house. We move in 2005. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein is arrested in like 08, I think, or something like
that. Right.
So knock on the door, his assistant on like a Saturday says, Mr. Epstein, your neighbor would like to invite you over for coffee. So my wife and I go next door. You know, we walk the 7 steps.
Yes.
Right. To the next house for coffee. We share a wall.
Right.
Right. So it's in New York City. So he invites us in. We have coffee in this and he says, do you want a tour?
Mm.
We said, great.
Interesting.
He's got a really big house.
Every room you went into?
Well, I'll tell you. So his house is like super big, really wide. And, so he gives me a tour in the living room, big living room. And then across from it is double doors. I assume it's the dining room.
Yeah.
And he opens the doors and there's a massage table in the middle of the room and candles all around and stuff. So I ask very insightful, cutting questions. I say to him, massage table in the middle of your house? How often do you have a massage? And he says, every day. And then he like gets like weirdly close to me.
Ooh.
And he says, and the right kind of massage.
Ooh.
Now my wife is standing here. So she looks at me and I look at her and we say, I'm sorry. We have to go. And we left. And in the 6 or 8 steps it takes to get from his house to my house, my wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again.
Wow. Okay. So that's a 2-minute, like, whole story with details that he then admits in front of Congress, this is last year, was a complete lie. He says, this is 2005. And this whole event happens in 2005. Where he's so disgusted. He leaves. And then in front of Congress, he admits, I was with him on his island and my kids and my wife in 2012. Wow. Okay. That is quite an extensive lie. Let's listen to another clip from this interview.
You could pick up that he was a pervert.
It's gross. The guy's gross. Right with my wife. He's gross. The guy's gross. This was not, the deep nuance of Howard Lutnick. This guy's gross.
Right. So how come Bill Gates and all these other people could hang around him and not see what you saw? Or did they see it and ignore it?
No, they participated.
Right.
That's what his MO was, you know, get a massage. And what happened in that massage room, I assume, was on video. This guy was the greatest blackmailer ever. Blackmailed people. That's how he had money. So
what happened to those videos? Why is there now such a dearth of information when, you know, Donald Trump's people are running the FBI and the DOJ?
I assume way back when they traded those videos in exchange for him getting that 18-month sentence, which allowed him to have visits and be out of jail. I mean, he's a serial sex offender. How could he get 18 months and be able to go to his office during the day and have visitors and stuff? It must have been a trade. So my assumption, not, I have no knowledge, but my assumption is there was a trade for the videos because there were people on those videos.
And have you talked to Donald Trump about this and shared your theory?
No, I mean, he knows the story.
Right.
But my story, that... You know, I was the one and done with the guy.
So again, it is actually scary to watch this now from last year, knowing what he said in front of Congress, admitting that he saw, again, Jeffrey Epstein in 2012 with his kids on his island. And this, he's claiming 2005. I knew instantly he was disgusting. He was this disgusting man. He's so gross, claiming that all these other people, you know, were partaking in all of this. That's why they hung around. They knew what I knew, but they just continued to hang around. I mean, this is like a freaky It's a freaky video to watch, but it's also interesting because he's then asked about, you know, like recordings, videotapes. He says, you know, I assume these people are on recording. I assume. I don't know. I don't know what happened to the videotapes. And this has been conspiracy for a while. It's like, did Jeffrey Epstein, I say conspiracy only as in, hey, conspiracy might not be the right word. It hasn't been proven. It's been talked about a lot. It wasn't proven for a while that he had video cameras all around his house. Well, we now know that that is a 100% fact. And the question is, what is the Trump DOJ doing right now? That's question number one. Well, I think we know the answer. They're covering it up. We're going to talk about that. But number two, the fact that Howard Lutnick has not resigned in just straight disgrace is unbelievable. This guy is so gross and disgusting. And again, him claiming here that, oh, I bet he had videos, but I bet the videos, the videotapes that he has of people being blackmailed are gone. I bet they were traded away. Well, don't know if that's true. This FBI disinformation about no cameras found in Epstein's house, living rooms, and bedrooms. This is a document we got from the Epstein file drop. Quote, we have emails from 2014 showing Epstein was buying hidden cameras, installing them into Kleenex boxes. Now, FBI took photos of a camera in a bedroom. Let's look at this email. Jeffrey, I already purchased the motion sensor camera from the spy store in Fort Lauderdale yesterday. Again, this is direct from the DOJ. Motion sensor, blah, 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 blah. I'm installing them into Kleenex boxes now. From Jeffrey Epstein, let's get 3 motion detected hidden cameras that record. Thanks. So this is not conspiracy. This is confirmed. The New York Times obtains photographs showing surveillance cameras inside Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan house. You know what that means. From August 5th of 2025, a second camera can be seen in an adjoining room right here. And we just learned from the Telegraph more information about this. I'm going to get to that in a second. Mounted in a corner above his bed was a surveillance camera photo show. So it's very interesting that Howard Lutnick is lying about this and then directly mentions, oh, like, you know, when he's asked about these surveillance cameras, directly mentions, I bet they are traded away. I bet they're gone. And here's another photo. Again, direct from the, this is justice.gov is what I have currently in the search bar. This is from the DOJ's website, from one of the files. Are you okay with this layout? To Jeffrey Epstein from Redacted. Are you okay with this layout? Bed is to the rear of room with sofa in front. Note if you are sitting up in bed, you can still see the entire screen. Please advise. Again, this appears to be a camera, a hidden camera, and emailing Jeffrey Epstein, maybe an assistant, about if you're okay with this hidden camera setup, which is, I mean, this just photo is so ominous and just disgusting. It's gross. It'll make your stomach turn. The thing is about all this, and again, as we learn more from the Telegraph, this being posted yesterday, exclusive, Epstein hid secret files in storage rooms across the U.S. So we know now, and we've known for a few months now, that there were cameras in Jeffrey Epstein's home, secret cameras in all these different homes, in all these different locations. And now we're learning yesterday that Epstein hid secret files in storage units across the United States. Widespread locations. Epstein reportedly rented at least 6 storage units across the United States, locations in Florida and New York. He leased a unit called Uncle Bob's in Florida starting in 2003. Private detectives were instructed to open a, quote, Manhattan mini storage unit on his behalf in 2010. And these were used for a long time, according to his credit card records. We're also learning that the contents of this hidden equipment, the units were used to house items removed from his properties, including computers from his private islands. Thwarting investigators, evidence suggests Epstein paid private detectives tens of thousands of dollars to remove computers and paperwork from his home just before the 2005 police raid. Photos and records indicate the lockers contained cardboard boxes, computer towers, quote, cloned hard drives, compact discs, CDs, and photographs. While the FBI previously stated there was no evidence of compromising material, again, that's what Cash Patel and Dan Bongino have claimed, the discovery of these units raises the possibility that such items were hidden there to avoid search warrants. So let's bring this together. We're now learning that there are multiple storage units across the country that the FBI appears hasn't searched. They've searched, I think, one of them in New York, but there's at least 5 others. And so them claiming that there's no evidence of anything, again, any compromising material, absurd. That's obviously ridiculous. It's somewhere. It exists. Now we think it may exist in these 5 storage units. And what compromising material besides, again, the disgusting nature of any, you know, what Jeffrey Epstein was doing, other compromising things, the security camera footage of just people in his home in general. Who was his next door neighbor? Howard Lutnick. Howard Lutnick was his next door neighbor. Interesting. Very interesting. Political and legal fallout. Unsearched units. Search warrants reviewed by The Telegraph suggest that U.S. authorities may have never raided these specific external storage lockers, potentially leaving unseen evidence untouched. Do we really believe that the DOJ and the FBI under Donald Trump do have no idea? We had no idea that Jeffrey Epstein was renting out other storage. They're protecting people. And I would like to know what is in that storage. And again, some of these, you know, obviously Jeffrey Epstein had a lot of just land, a lot of places to raid, to search. There was an area in Palm Beach where, again, we found compact discs. Is Howard Lutnick on one of these discs? This is from his New York home. Stack screen. Yeah, this is everybody's work setup right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No compromising material, according to Dan Bongino and the FBI and Donald Trump. There's no compromising material we found. Did you look very hard? I think this is probably used to watch security camera, to watch camera footage, maybe hidden in Kleenex. Again, it's in emails. There is no conspiracy. There is no, was this happening? It obviously was happening. Jeffrey Epstein admitted to it on email. So why is this being talked about? Why isn't it being searched? We're done. We're not talking about it anymore. Because again, we're protecting people. And specifically, I think it's fascinating that Howard Lutnick is most definitely, based on his previous lies, in these, he's on camera in Jeffrey Epstein's house. There's no question. Oh, I walked in once in 2005. I never walked in again. Except for that one time I went on his island in 2012. What other lies are there? On the left, 9 East 71st Street, Jeffrey Epstein's house. 11 East 71st Street, Howard Lutnick's house. Both owned by Leslie Wexner. Both purchased in 1998. Neighbors for 21 years. This is from the Telegraph article, again, from the U.S. Department of Justice. Footage appears to show possible secret camera. If we watch here, someone is walking by. We have this, you know, redacted. Look at this angle, though. I mean, this is fascinating stuff. Just straight at a desk, kind of low down. Again, let's get 3 motion-detected hidden cameras that record. Thanks. Also, a new AirPlay-compatible receiver for Jim, 2014. I already purchased the motion sensor camera from the spy store in Fort Lauderdale. Unbelievable. Email found in latest Epstein files appears to show him confess to, quote, getting children for sex sent to his island. This blowing up tweeting just very recently from Jeffrey Epstein. Your friend Eliza told me about a project she is doing researching a really bad guy that gets children for sex sent to his island. She almost fainted when I told her that person is me. There is no compromising evidence, though. There's no evidence to charge anyone with crimes, the FBI says. The Trump DOJ says. The Dow is at 50,000, Pam Bondi says. New details from Epstein files reveal Lutnick had years-long business tie with the sex offender. This, another article we're learning more and more and more. This from today, 8 hours ago. About Howard Lutnick's real relationship with Jeffrey Epstein that he is so obviously lying about. Also something that was discovered today. Again, you got to remember, when these are dropped, there's 3 million pages right now of files to go through. So them kind of slowly people finding them as we search and search and search. 1 year after Jeffrey Epstein died, an assistant United States attorney for the Eastern District of New York discusses a confidentiality agreement, quote, in connection with the investigation into the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. This directly from the Justice Department. Signed a confidentiality agreement in connection with the investigation into the murder of Jeffrey Epstein. But there's nothing more here. The Trump administration can close this. Wow. Howard Lutnick needs to resign in disgrace. It's stunning. It is just stunning stuff. I wish so badly that, especially for the survivors of this who have been pushing so long for justice, that we will get justice for them. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I really appreciate you sticking to the end of this video. Make sure you subscribe to with me and Adam Auchard down below. We will keep you updated on all of this. And I appreciate you a lot. Please have a good rest of your week. I will see you in the next video.